to this week's episode of Miscellaneous with Ella and Cleo. Today we're here with one of our editors, Krista.
So how's it been going, Krista?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
It's good. Good.
Very excited to be on the show today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do you have any big projects going on right now?
Just we're covering boys baseball and boys lacrosse as well, and you know, we're talking about auxiliary gyms, but other than that, nothing too big going on.
Ooh, gotcha. Cool. Okay, so let's get started and pick our topics.
Perfect. Okay, let me look at what this says.
Okay. So my topic is Rapunzel or Cinderella?
Rapunzel
all
Rapunzel.
The way.
Mine's worst flavors of gum.
Watermelon.
I like watermelon.
I like cinnamon gum.
I don't really eat
cinnamon gum.
Like, I just don't feel like that's very great. Mine is the smell of freshly cut grass.
Oh my gosh. Do y'all not like that?
I love it. And I also love the smell of rain.
Oh yeah. I also like the smell of gasoline.
That's not normal.
You're like one of those kids that goes and like sniffs Sharpies and just
I don't.
You would be.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? Okay, anyways, let's circle back around.
Okay, you want to start with you?
Yeah. So, definitely Rapunzel. Like, she's just so much better, I feel like. Because, like, Cinderella, like, she's a classic, but...
Tangled's my favorite Disney movie.
It has better music.
The storyline is just better.
Yeah, it is. And it's like,
I feel like it's very kind of like relatable to a teenager and stuff like that.
It definitely is.
Like,
and I mean,
like Cinderella, like who's gonna like try on the glass slipper
and
your friends? Like,
because that's just unrealistic. Because everybody, people have the same shoe size.
Yeah, like,
let's
come
be
on.
So real
let's,
here.
Yeah.
Let's be so real here. I mean, I love Rapunzel. That's why my dress for prom is, like,
purple.
Aww,
it's
like,
so cute. It's gonna be so cute.
I'm very excited.
Like, the flower. I want, like, the little Lego set that you build
flower.
Oh,
yeah,
but it's kind of expensive, so.
Lego flowers are so expensive, but I want them so
much. I know.
I get them for Christmas every year.
Girl.
I put them on my Christmas list.
I don't do that.
I have, like, four of the set.
Girl, do you build them yourself?
Yeah. No. Have y'all seen the Cinderella play that they hosted here?
I have not, but I've heard it's really, really good.
Yeah, we went to go see it together.
How was it?
It was
good.
It was good.
There was points where it was a little cringy, but that's just kind of Cinderella.
It's just,
but...
yeah, it's just theater, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
But they did a really good job. My favorite was definitely the fairy godmother.
Yeah, she did good.
She ate that.
The fairy godmother.
Mia Merle.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
Actually slayed. And there was like little kids that came dressed up and went to go take pictures with her, and I was like, oh my god, it's like Disney.
It's so cute.
I know.
It was just like all the costumes too. Like, I was amazed.
Yeah.
Some of those dresses I would wear to prom and stuff, like, they were so cute.
They were really
pretty.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
I'll definitely have to go see it.
And it was like really impressive too, because like, they made them themselves, like, one of the two cast members.
Is it still going on?
I think it ended. Like, last week.
I think they only perform it at Schuller's, right? Like, if they go to Schuller's.
I don't know if they perform it at Schuller's.
Really?
I don't think they perform at Schuller's. Schuller's is just, like, a...
I think they performed it last year, because I remember them being on TV.
Yeah, but they don't perform it. I think it's just kind of, like, I think it's, like... the Oscars, because they all go, like, super duper dressed up.
Because
they, like, walk a carpet and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
I hope their next play is something, like, famous. Because, not gonna lie, I never knew that Cinderella was, like, an actual
musical.
Yeah,
and same with Anastasia last year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I went to Anastasia, and I couldn't really follow the storyline. I was like...
Oh my gosh, really? Like, I grew up with the Anastasia movies.
I grew up with the animated one.
Yeah, it was kind of different, though. I think I watched that, but still was like, what is this thing? And they're like... Oh, no.
Yeah, but I hope they do something that's, like, on Broadway or something.
I think they tried to do the Mean Girls one, but it was, like, copyright. Like, I think they have to pay a lot of money to get
it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Next topic.
Okay, the next topic is the smell of freshly cut grass. I personally love it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never
like, imagine,
smell.
Like, a good summer day. Like, you just cut the grass, and then you go outside, and there's, like, the sprinkler on, and it's just... smells so good. Like, it just smells like,
or, like a
nature.
Sunday, and like it's all sunny and stuff.
Exactly.
And, like, oh my gosh.
I've,
like,
never really noticed it
before. Bro, oh my gosh. You're missing out.
Okay. You're missing out. Also, the smell of rain. Like, while we're on that topic, the smell of right after
when
it
can,
rains.
When you can smell a storm coming, you know what my favorite thing ever is? Is when you know it's gonna storm later, but you're, like, playing outside before it storms. Like, I just love that. Like, I play all the time
outside.
Yeah, I
guess
it's fun. Personally, I love the rain. I love a good rainy day. A good rainy day where I can just, like,
rot in bed. Like,
Rot.
Yeah, sit at home.
I love when it rains when I'm sleeping.
Oh, I love a good thunderstorm when I'm sleeping.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Good.
Best.
Yeah. Rain and, like, just, like, smells like that, they're just the best.
They're just nature-y. I love nature-y too.
Oh, nature.
Yeah, I mean, it's nature, so, I mean, I would hope it's a nature-y smell, but they're just so,
like
raw. Like, I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, for real. It's, like, natural. I don't know.
Our it's world.
So yeah, no, it is. It's, like, oh, it's so good.
Okay.
So good.
Worst flavors of gum, guys?
Okay, for me, this is kind of controversial, but mine is definitely watermelon. I hate watermelon flavored things. Like, I will not eat anything watermelon.
You won't eat Sour Patch Kids watermelon?
I don't like any Sour Patch Kids.
What?
That's
a hard
get
take.
Out.
Yeah, I
know.
Yeah,
that's a boiling, that's like a lava hot.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, everyone has their preferences, but, like,
oh, okay.
But, like, I don't know. Just watermelon stuff doesn't actually taste like watermelon. Like,
no,
I love watermelon.
I don't.
My mom doesn't like watermelon flavored stuff either.
I love watermelon, but I can't eat anything watermelon flavored.
I love watermelon. I only like it when I have a good amount of tahini on it. Like, tahini, chamoy. I mean, I also just put tahini on everything.
What is that? Like, a spice?
We tried
like a little, like,
oh,
little
we
powder.
Tried it with that orange?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I eat it with oranges, popcorn. Literally, you name it.
Popcorn,
that would
be so
it.
Good.
It's so good with popcorn, especially if you squeeze a little bit of lime on it beforehand.
You know what's really good, like, surprisingly?
Good.
Honey on popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
I never would have thought
that. Oh my gosh.
Girl, when did you try this?
Callie made me try it, and it was actually, like, one of the best things I've ever tried. Like,
that sounds really yummy, actually. Like,
I, like, eat it on the top, or, like, all the time with it. It's so good.
It's so good.
You should try it.
I'll try it, maybe.
You know what would be good? Like, the honey and paprika.
I don't know about that.
I think that'd be good.
I don't know. I mean, like, but, I mean, for me, I think the worst flavor of gum is definitely cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's just, like
chai, like, I don't know.
Like, I feel like I love a good mint. Like, a good, like, I really like the polar ice one that kind of tastes like those, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the Lifesaver mints.
Oh, yeah.
Like, spicy.
No, like root beer. You know what I'm talking about? Like, similar
flavor. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I love root beer.
I do, too. But I don't, but it's, like, not spicy. The cinnamon one is spicy. And, okay, I'm Mexican. I love spicy. But, like, this
it's
cinnamon spicy is not, like, I just feel like it should not be in my mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Cinnamon is there to, like, enhance things, not to be,
like,
the only
its own flavor of gum.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And also, grape.
I've never tried grape.
My brother has an obsession with it. I have a little brother. And he loves grape gum. And
I don't think I've ever had grape gum.
It's not very yummy. I do not recommend.
You know what's, like, the best kind of gum? The Trident Tropical Twist.
Oh,
that's...
Like,
oh, my gosh.
Okay, that one's
that
good.
That stuff is, like, my holy grail. I eat that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
In Mexico, there's this flavor. Y'all are going to think this is really, really weird. It's Trident, but it's mint with vanilla. It's
that would
so
be good.
Good. Oh my goodness. Every time I go, I get three packs.
That would be so
it's
good.
It's so yummy. Like, it's just so good. Because it's just like, you don't expect the mint and the vanilla to taste good together.
Yeah.
But they do. They taste so, 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 so good.
No, I'm
and it's just so yummy. It's so, so yummy.
What's y'all's favorite flavor of mint gum?
Oh, extra polarized.
Yeah, the extra polarized one.
Dang.
For sure.
I go spearmint.
I like the spearmint one too, but I'm definitely a polarized girl because it just tastes like more like root beer, and I
or
love
the extra watermelon one. That's my second.
No,
I'm just a watermelon person.
I hate
watermelon. I mean, I'm just.
I had a watermelon birthday party, guys.
Dang, you're like committed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pick our second round.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy.
Sometimes we get heated in here.
Yeah, we have. Okay, mine is snacks.
Mine is Lululemon.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A lemonade.
Okay,
okay.
Start.
Okay, I'll start. Snacks,
I love snacking.
They're good. I love snacking. I don't really grow up like with a family that like cooks meals and we eat together. Like we all kind of just
just eat when you want to.
Yeah, and like we make our own dinner and stuff. And so I make what I want. And so like sometimes I'll have like girl dinner. Sometimes I'll have like a feast and like it's crazy. Like it just like whatever I want. It's like
We have to eat as a family. Yeah, like we put our phones up and everything.
Yeah, my mom has us put our phones up and everything.
Yeah, in a bin.
Yeah. No, mine is just like on the counter. But
we have a bin.
for my family, like my mom, she like her sugar levels crash really easily.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've grown up in a family where like snacks are like a must.
Oh,
like,
we always have snacks.
And for me, like I have like a vasovagal syncope, which means if I don't have enough salt, I will faint.
Oh my god.
It's not great, but it's okay. That's why I have to put like little salt pills in my water and stuff before games and stuff. It doesn't taste bad because it's not like it doesn't make the water salty. It just tastes like pool water almost, but not super pool water. It's just like a little bit.
Okay,
you know what
touch.
I'm talking about? Yeah. Just like eh. But it's not bad. But basically, I've grown up in a family where we always have snacks, whether it's pretzels, little granola bars, olives. Oh my gosh.
I love black
olives. I love green olives, black olives, every olive you can name. I will
black olives are my favorite food.
I do not like olives.
You can really? Why not?
They're just like.
I know, my family doesn't like black olives either, so I have like a huge jar.
I love olives. My mom loves olives. Like, even like, oh my gosh. Like, just. Anything I can. I just love snacks. Snacks are so good.
For real.
And okay, the little Parmesan cheese blocks. I love Parmesan cheese. Or sometimes, okay, this is really weird, but sometimes I'll just like straight up have shredded cheese.
Yeah.
Like,
I do that all the time.
Okay, so that's not weird. Okay.
No.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just like eat whatever I want.
Yeah,
whenever.
I like that. That's fun.
Life motto right there.
Sometimes I have dinner like at 12:00 at night, and then sometimes I'll have it like 4:00, and it's like whatever.
I love.
And I can eat whatever I want. It's like free. Okay. I get to do what I want.
That's so fun. Do you live in an ingredient household or do you live in a household?
It's kind of mixed, not gonna lie, because sometimes it's ingredient and sometimes it's like snack. But like most of the time, I'd say it's kind of ingredient. But
you make your own stuff? Are you just like cooking?
Like me and my brother, we like cook a lot because that's kind of how we grew up. Like we didn't really have a family that like cooked together and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learned how to cook like really young. And so I can make whatever. Like we have like frozen burger patties like in the freezer from like Costco or something. And we can just make burgers or something.
My topic is Lululemon.
Okay, Lululemon.
That's a Petri City thing. Let's
just put it there. It is.
I think we made that brand, guys.
Lululemon is just like
so expensive.
I'm not the biggest fan of it. I love their little bags though, like the little I have so many fanny packs. They're so great.
Yeah.
But like the actual clothes.
Like I'd rather go to like Athleta or like.
Athletics for me.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
like literally Target brand. They have so many Lulu dupes that I love them.
That's why I just go on Amazon. Like,
Amazon
dupes.
Too. Like, it's so much like easier. And like, are you gonna actually make me get like $180 for like a cropped sweatshirt?
Yeah,
like, are you serious right now? Like,
that's crazy. Like,
or like just
not worth it.
Like $80 for a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that much money, guys.
Yeah, for real. Like, it's actually kind of concerning.
Yeah.
I don't know how people have, like, full wardrobes of Lululemon. Like...
Okay, my topic is Chick-fil-A lemonade.
I've only ever had their frosted lemonade.
What? Okay, I'm not the biggest fan of the frosted
lemonade.
Okay, actually, it's kind of, like, mid. Like,
it
it's
is.
Gross.
Yeah.
But I love their actual lemonade.
Oh, I don't like it. It's
really?
Too much pulp. I don't
know. I actually love pulp.
I love pulp.
Oh, I can't
I feel
do
like
pulp.
It's so yummy.
Like in oranges, I get as much pulp as
yeah,
I can.
Same.
Like, it's
no,
so
I
good.
Get no pulp. Like I can't. It's
really?
Just like a texture thing. I don't even know.
Maybe
it's
that's,
weird.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
And I
yeah,
used to work at Chick-fil-A
like
too, so I don't really like.
Yeah, so you kind of get. I understand.
I don't really like it.
No, but I love the lemonade because I just feel like it's so. I don't like sweet tea at all, so I've always.
I don't like sweet tea either.
I've always gone for lemonade, no matter what the restaurant is.
We put so much sugar in the lemonade.
I know. But
like
it's so
the
good.
Thing is like this big, and you get like two cups.
I love it.
It's a lot of sugar, and the sweet tea. It's a lot.
It's very sweet.
Okay, sweet tea is so good though. Like Publix sweet tea is like, oh my gosh, like.
I don't like sweet tea.
I don't like
yeah.
It's just. I don't like tea in general.
Yeah, I love tea.
I drink tea like every single night.
I drink tea, but I only drink it with like nothing in it. Like there can't be sugar, there can't be milk. It has to be just straight up warm water and like the tea bag.
Okay, but sometimes that does the job. Like
it does. It does. I drink green tea with a little bit of like lime juice. Mm.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so yummy.
Mm-hmm. It's what I drink at night before bed.
Yeah,
puts
that would
me
put
down.
Me to sleep.
Puts me down. It's so buzz. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Miscellaneous. Make sure to follow us on social media at SMHS Prowler and check out our website at theprowlernews.org.